Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It goes without saying that you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffie and Wing. And I'm Seffie.
And I'm Wing.
And this episode is all about our toxic traits and your toxic traits and the things that make us all absolutely horrific people. But at least we're acknowledging it, so it's fine, apparently. I think this is a funny episode. We were just saying we feel quite funny after saying all of this stuff. And had a really good time.
So did I.
Always have a good time, but this one we were laughing our nuts off. It's funny to see the ways that people think that they're bad.
Yeah,
Not bad. Spoiler alert, we're all fine and we're all the same, apparently. Everyone said the same things. It was great. So, enjoy.
Okay.
Cool. Oof,
by the skin of our teeth, we're back.
I know. Sunday at midday today.
Honestly, like, I'm crawling from episode to episode at the moment, I feel like. But they're coming out and we're doing them, so that's
all
that matters.
I'm happy to crawl with you. I think it's fun. Like,
okay, good.
It's casual, it's fun.
Nice.
It's fine.
How are you?
I'm good. I don't really know how I am. I went to the cinema last night to see Black Phone for the second time. That was really fun.
Even better the second time around, maybe?
The first time did wow me. The second time was fun because you're watching other people watch it.
Nice.
If you're into horror films, which I hope there are some people out there.
I'm sure there are.
I highly recommend seeing The Black Phone. It's incredibly good. Or just like it's exactly what I want from like a horror movie.
You're selling me.
It was great.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I recommend it if you like that kind of thing.
When you're in that mood.
It's scared.
It has to be in a really specific mood.
I could watch a horror movie any day, anytime, any day, any
place.
I
wouldn't be watching a horror movie on my own, just randomly in the day. I don't hate myself like that. Or I do hate myself like that. That's why I can't take it any further.
I would do that. Yeah, I would do that.
Are you not really scared? Do you not get scared to go to the toilet and stuff?
Horrific.
That's the bit that gets me.
It was horrific afterwards because we had parked in like a multi-story car park. We went to Westfields in London and watched it in like the cinema there.
Nice.
Really fun. And we had parked in the car park underneath, and we got out at like midnight.
It's fucking huge.
And like the film is a lot about like there's a guy in a van, it's scary times, and we were walking down,
God.
And we didn't really know where we'd parked, and it was terrifying. We were walking around, we both had like our keys in our hands, like, okay, this is scary.
Oh,
and we were like,
God.
Okay, like there was no one there, it was dark, we had no signal on our phones. It was horrific. So that I didn't enjoy that
though. Is bad. But if you're in the house on your own.
Yeah, I get spooked.
I walk with my back to the wall.
So do I. But I do it to myself. This is the problem. It's like, I love being scared in a group. I love everyone in a group.
Exactly.
I sleepover feeling being spooked. The second I'm
like
on my
that.
Own, instant regret.
Exactly. Yeah.
Instant regret.
When I was little, I used to look in the mirror and like I would pull faces and I would get scared.
I kind of still do that.
I would like drop my, I nearly did it yesterday and I thought, the fuck are you doing? Pull yourself together.
I did. I'll be doing my like
doing
mascara
that.
And I'll just like stop and pause and just stare in my eyes and be like, oh God, you freak. Who was that?
I open my mouth really wide and I'm like, it's really scary.
I honestly do. Yeah. I think most people probably do that. It's
I make
so
myself
weird.
Jump.
Like I'll just stare deep into my eyes and be like, oh God, there was someone else in there. I'm sure of it.
It's kind of like, did she just look at me funny?
Did she blink? I didn't blink.
Who's she looking at? Okay,
so weird.
This
how
week,
are you?
Oh, I'm all right. This week we're talking about toxic traits and just having an awareness of our own shit, basically.
I love this.
But without the, goes without saying, without the layer of guilt and shame of that course. We add on. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I love there being a bit of room for a bit of a fucked up personality without them feeling bad about it. Being like, I'm aware of it. I'm trying to work on it. But also, I'm not going to put a load of pressure and shit on myself for being a human being.
Yeah. Love 100%.
That. And reading everyone's things. What's the alternative? Oh my God.
Everyone is... Like, no one is perfect. Yeah. That doesn't exist. You can't even be perfect. Perfect one, like, perfect to me would be very different to perfect Seffi, for example.
I love it. And people's things were so funny. Like, there were so many overlaps.
Oh my God.
Like, I felt like everyone was saying, like, I'm so jealous and things like that.
So many people were saying that. Also, off the back of our episode on friendship and... A lot of people were saying, like, oh, I get really resentful of my friends or I get jealous of my friends. Go and listen to our friendship episode that we just did.
Was that the last episode?
I can't remember. I think so.
I can't remember what we're doing these days.
Never look. Goes without saying. Yeah, toxic like, friendships in comparison. She's a 10 but only has fake friends.
Oh, so good. So good, I remember. I remember that combo.
Nice. It was a good combo. And we speak a lot about... because a lot of people are like, I just suddenly start hating my friends out of nowhere and I know it's on me, but I don't know what to do, blah, blah. We have a really good combo on that. So go and listen to that.
Yeah.
Anyway. What's your toxic trait?
No, me first. What's your toxic trait?
Me? I asked you. No, but my toxic trait is I always try and ask you the questions so I can get away with not saying much on my own podcast.
And mine is that I will refuse this and I will throw it straight back today.
I have a ton. I have a ton of toxic traits. I actually wanted to start off the conversation with a message that someone sent in response to, we obviously asked on the Instagram, what are your toxic traits, etc., etc. And somebody said, my toxic trait is being unable to think of a toxic trait I, brackets, likely possess. So my toxic trait is being unable to think of the toxic traits that I likely possess. And I thought this was a good way to get into the convo because I almost feel like it's not necessarily that you do or don't have a toxic trait. I almost think it's kind of like, well, do you believe in toxic traits as a concept? Because you probably just don't think That's of fun. It in that binary way because I don't think I do. I'm sure we all have things that we know that we need to work on. But like...
Also, toxic trait makes it quite fun. It's like you can be a bitch and be like, sorry, that's my toxic trait.
Yeah, it's just like a little TikTok trend. Like
exactly.
But so I don't
but
think
I quite like that.
I don't think it's a toxic trait to not be able to give yourself a toxic trait, as long as obviously it's coming with you've got an awareness of all of the shit that you do, which you will do. I'm sorry, you do. You definitely do.
Yeah, I like that. I do think it has to come with a bit of a bit of self-awareness of like, yeah, okay, I can't think of it, but there'll be a million things. But also, so what, you can't think of a bad thing. I quite love that as well.
Oh right, yeah, love that.
Because I did struggle to think, like when I was thinking, I was like, I'm struggling to think of something that I'm like
a toxic trait. It just sounds so dramatic.
It's almost like, oh my God, well, I'm not like,
I promise I'm normal,
that nasty thing. I was thinking about it. I was like, other than the fact I'm like a thief, I don't know what my toxic traits are.
Do you think that's your toxic trait? You're a thief?
Well, I kind of said it the other day. I took something of my friend's and she was like, can you just give that back? And I was like, no, it's my toxic trait. I'm a thief. Like,
what
sorry,
did
I can't.
You take? Can we know?
What was it? I think it was a top. Like recently, like I just take people's like hair clips and stuff when they lend them to me and just don't give them back.
Yeah, I'm then, also a fan of.
I don't know. I just don't feel bad about it either, which is bad.
I think you should feel bad about stealing from friends.
But I'm not doing it without their knowledge.
If you don't mind me saying,
look in your wardrobe. Some
I think
things
it's fair for me to say you should feel bad about stealing.
If they
from
ask,
your
they'll get it back. But I almost might just be like. Quite like that jumper.
That's not technically true.
If they ask, they'll give it back. Go on, what have I not done?
I know of a situation where someone was without their belongings for a long time and kept saying, I've lost my this, I don't know where it is. And Seffi knew she had
what was
it
this?
And refused to give it back.
Can
I can't
you mail
say.
It to me?
Earphones.
No, she didn't. She had no...
Yes, she did. Because I remember you had
okay,
them.
Okay, well, that's bad.
And you kept saying, it's really bad because she doesn't know I've got them.
Oh, God. Okay, no, that... Okay, it's my toxic trait. I'll try and work on it. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. You're a kleptomaniac, mate. That's insane. That's insane. But I'm aware that I do it, that I'll be like...
You're probably using them now.
Yeah, no, I think these are them. These are them. These must be them. I didn't buy new ones because I took them.
She stole someone's earphones.
Thing is, it's never that I'll go in and take them. It's just that if someone goes, oh, you can borrow these.
She lent them to you out of the goodness of her heart.
Yeah, and I took them to Portugal and I forgot. Well, I didn't really forget, I took them to Portugal
well.
With me. And then it was just months later and I think she probably bought
committed.
New ones by then. I don't think I was lying to her face. I don't think I could have lied to her face.
No, and then there was one... What was the other thing? You took someone's mug or someone's cup or something.
That was a complete accident, the mug. The mug was a complete accident. Oh, my God. I felt so bad about that. But, like, I've got about 3 million jumpers in here that my friends have been like, don't wear this. And I just take them. It's really, really weird. If I've got any of your stuff to any of my friends that are listening, honestly, just ask for it. I'm going to do a big... give back soon. I'm gonna do a giveaway.
It's your, what's it called, your like outrageous entitlement or whatever.
Yeah, no it's genuine, just I'm a thief at heart.
Yeah, I think that's fun.
It's like I've got a clip, like a hair clip, that my friend has been like, is that mine? Loads. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is. And I just don't give it back.
I thought you were going to say, I'm pretty sure it's not. And I was going to say, God, you're a serial gaslighter.
No,
is
I'm
that?
Pretty sure it is. And I say to her, I think it is. And then I'm like, just let me know when you want it back. And they just don't. They
right.
Don't ever say.
You need to almost be held. You need to be held accountable.
No, I do. If people say they'll get it back, but people just don't really seem to want their shit, and I really do want their shit, so I'm hoarding it.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a fun
one. I think
one.
that's like a tox. Like that is actually quite toxic. Like it's quite weird.
I think that's a bit of a cop out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
That's
I think
something
that's
I would change.
One.
Do you know what the other thing that I thought of?
No, you
of,
wouldn't.
No, I would like, but then also it's like, I think when I have more money, I won't steal as much.
What, are you Robin Hood? You're Aladdin.
But stealing from my friends, my good friends, and giving it to myself. Well, no, but I did think of my actual one that I was like, okay, because I kind of thought, yeah,
that you're willing
is,
to say on the pod.
Being a thief, a bit of a cop out as well. But then I thought maybe I'm quite... You've actually already said this word, and I thought it's interesting that you've said it, but I feel like it can be quite binary with my thinking sometimes.
Oh.
Like, if I decide... Like, I either love something or hate it, or I can be quite like, they're the funniest person ever, or they've got no sense of humour. Like, I'm never like... Oh, do you know what I mean? I'm never just like, people are fine, that film was fine, I like that show, I like
wow.
that top. Like, I'm either like, I love it, or I hate it. And I just almost think I should be more neutral in my life.
Okay, I have a funny thing to say then.
Go on.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, weird. I have a funny thing to say is that, but it's not actually funny, is that I was going to say I think I'm quite binary, but not in my opinions, not in things like that. I think I'm actually quite indifferent with things like that. I think I'm really binary, and I've said this before, but I'm quite all or nothing thing in the sense that it's like, if I haven't meditated, had a shower, drank my coffee, and gone for a walk, and done this and this and this by 7 a.m, then I'm a fucking failure, and the day is ruined, and blah, 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 blah. I'm also mentally ill, but
I think I'm
so all or nothing that it's like, if it's not a fucking A-star, I don't want it. If it's not extremely perfect, I don't fucking want it.
You'll go to the other side of like, if it's not perfect, then it must be shit, rather than it like, it could just be good.
It could just be nothing.
Could be fine.
Could
just
be
like mildly bad, even. Like, that's fine, just a mildly bad thing.
Honestly, it's a big issue for me. But why, what's your problem? Why do you think it's bad then to, why is it toxic to have binary?
Because I think I flip to hate too easy.
Oh, God.
I'm coming off so weird, and I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. It's funny.
Like, I'm actually coming off unlikable, and I'm sorry.
You're not. So they're going to love
that.
No, it's
fine.
They'll eat that up. That's funny.
But I almost think I would flip to, like, if I don't... Because, for example, you meet someone, you don't necessarily have to, like, love them, or, like, you see your prom dress, you don't instantly love it. It would be fine to be like, I like it. Yeah, I'm going to get it. Like, it's my fucking prom dress.
Think it makes you dismissive.
If I don't love it, like, if I'm not, like, completely in love with it. Like, for example, I don't know. Yeah, I've gone to the cinema. I've seen a TV show. Whatever. I was kind of thinking I've seen Stranger Things. Unless I love it. I'll be like, that was shit. That was awful. Like, what the fuck? That was awful. Like,
wow.
I just jump to, like, it allows more room for things to slip into hate way easier. Like, because it can't be like, oh, I like that element. I didn't really like that. It will either be like, everything about that was amazing. And if
do you think you naturally lean into that?
I don't know, because I think I really love a lot of things. I think you're really enthusiastic. Yeah, very. But I think it can flip the other way. So I think I'd like to be less enthusiastic, in a way that's like, if I've ever gone to a party and one thing has gone wrong, for example, I'll be like, that whole night was fucking awful. No one mention it.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping for a week. That was mortifying. What happened at the party? Jesus.
It's like nothing else.
Nothing. Like, your hair was out of place, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Someone looked at you weird. Fine. Or, like, for example, someone recently, the person I was really angry about in the last episode, I think it was, where I was fuming.
Oh, yeah.
The anger has subsided slightly, but when I think about it, it does bubble to the surface. I was like, I love this person. I love it. Love. Great. They did this very annoying thing. And now it's like, they're the pits. They will rue the day they spoke to me. Like, I hate them. And it's like, it's actually not fair of me to be that binary. Like, they can be a normal person that just said a shitty thing.
Why do you think you're like that? I was going to say. Why are you like that?
Do you know why what? I would put why you are the way you are. I would put a certain amount of it down to, we spoke about before, but like a neurodivergent kind of autistic vibe. Mm. I'm not diagnosed, but I think I have autism. That I would say, I think there's a certain amount of me that has always been like living in the binary, kind of either you're obsessed with something or you hate it. Like, I do struggle with just like a neutral fluid vibe. One day you can feel like this, one day it's either like, you know, it's a love or hate vibe. Just living in the extremes, living on the edge. But then I also think part of it is just like a habit that I've built up of like, actually I need to allow the nuance of situations, people, art, even. Like, I need to allow some things to be like good and there are bits of bad in it without it being like, oh my god, that was just, if there was a bit of bad, horrific.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I think it's a British thing as well.
Oh, okay.
In that, not that I completely agree with you, but then I also, not like to disagree, but just to add another thing, is that I also think it's a really British thing in that we're just raised to just like, it's just a really impatient way of living, I think. It's just really jumping to conclusions. I think it's a really like, I think it's really British, or I think it's quite British to be quite judgmental. And just immediately tar things with just like, oh, not interested, whatever. and be quite just like, oh, fuck that.
I agree.
I don't know what mind's me saying, but I think there's reluctance to be like open to things, or reluctance to be understanding of things.
Yeah, and I completely agree.
I think we're raised to just be quite like dismissive of things.
Yeah.
But I do think as well, generationally, I think we're working out of that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't describe
I think so.
You
I
like
think it came
all.
Up in the DMs quite a lot.
I wouldn't describe
like,
myself
or
like that
the,
at all.
You wouldn't describe yourself as what, sorry?
I wouldn't describe us like that.
As judgmental.
I wouldn't... That is that I would die before I'd be called judgmental.
Same. That is, I really think also, judgmental, not only does it have like this bitterness and this sadness about it, but it also is just like such a... limited view. It kind of has the same vibe as stubborn to me, which I think we've spoken before. Like, I really don't like it when people, well, I just don't like stubbornness as a trait, and I don't like it when people identify as stubborn, because I think it shows a lack of I guess the fluidity of being a human, of like stubbornness is like you back yourself down into a corner. It's like, just don't do that, like, just don't do that, because before you know it, you're what's the phrase? Cutting off your nose
despite
your face. It's almost like you're making things harder for yourself for literally no reason. It's just purely, to me, it's like an insecure vibe. Judgmental, no. Bad.
But also, like, very natural. I think it's a really British thing to be raised as judgmental. I think a lot of people grew up with their parents being super judgmental. And then you unlike. Like, I think the only reason I'm not judgmental is because I'm just too insecure. So I don't. I judge that everyone is better than me.
Really? No. I don't think it's that for you at all.
I do.
I just don't think. I do not think you have a judgmental bone.
Aww,
I don't think
thanks.
It's that you're too insecure. You're. I just don't think. Because when I look around, like, if I was to say the people that I know or people whatever that are judgmental, like the traits that I see in judgmental people. It always comes from, I think it comes from a self-hatred. I think it's actually a move of strength to not be judgmental. I don't think it possibly could be insecure.
I think it comes, I think it can come from both. I think it's,
go on.
You're deeply insecure, so you just think, fuck everyone else, like the walls go up, whatever, blah, 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 and you want everyone else to be miserable. Or you're really insecure and whatever, blah, 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 boo-hoo. And it's like, oh, everyone else, like, I just want connection. Like, I do the people-pleasing thing. I just perceive goodness in everyone else because I presume that everyone else has things together in a way that I don't. It's ridiculous because it's almost like, who am I to judge when I'm a fucking loser freak? Like, not even in a,
oh my God,
not
don't
in a silly
even
way.
That.
I'm not even, like... Not to be like, I'm saying it to be funny, but also like just in a not in a deep way.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense, like in a way that if you feel bad, then you feel like you have no authority to judge.
Well, it's just the habit. I'm just not in the habit of. It's just not. I'm just not in the habit.
I think that's a good thing. I honestly think.
I think it's a good
thing. Place it comes from. Like, even if it's coming from a place of like I don't feel good in myself or whatever, I think to not be immediately jumping to be. Judgmental of other people is always a good thing.
I agree, but I think one thing I have that's a positive is like I do think I'm naturally quite a soft person. I think I naturally lean into being very friendly and very warm, and I think the best in people. However, I think that is also a negative in that I'm too soft. It's almost like, well, she's not going to survive here. Like, she won't survive in these conditions. Like, we need to weather her skin
up
a bit.
You will, of course. But you do. You are.
But I think like, it's almost that's a toxic trait. I think it's just almost like too. It's like it doesn't need to be that deep every day. It's to the depths of hell. Like, even if it's not sadness, it's just too so sentimental. So like, it's too much thought behind everything. I think.
Do you think that's a toxic trait, though? Or do you just think that's the most beautiful thing you've ever heard?
It's definitely not the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. No, because I think it makes you fucking annoying and it makes you pathetic.
It literally doesn't, though. It literally doesn't. It kind of makes you living in... It means you're living in kind of the basis of reality, i.e. love. You're not living in the bullshit of,
you
like...
You know what I honestly think?
Yeah, go on.
I honestly think... This is going to sound really, like, extreme and... too much and just like, no, you didn't consent to hearing this, but I'm just going to say it. I honestly think that I was, I just kind of snuck into this universe somehow. Like, I just kind of crawled, I got stuck in like a weird vortex and I just ended up here. Like, I wasn't supposed to be here. Like, I think I'm just not cut out to be here.
Where do you think you were supposed to be?
Just in a void somewhere, just like in just eternal emptiness, maybe in like a bath somewhere or something. I was not, I am not, it doesn't come naturally to me.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, of just like, it doesn't feel, there's right. not a, it doesn't feel right, yeah. It's not gelling.
It's unnerving.
It is, honestly,
I'm very much still
unnerving, finding
my feet on this planet.
Yeah. To be honest, it makes perfect sense. Mm. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not a nice place. It's hardly like you get here and it's like, oh, this feels welcoming.
Yeah.
It's,
they haven't
it,
got
it's
it.
Definitely
there's
a
no
jarring
welcome
experience.
Wagon. There's no fruitcake.
No. It's not handouts. It's not getting a bath.
It's
not, it's
not
time to go to Thorpe
it's
Park.
Not.
It's let's put these girls to work. You've got GCSEs. Oh, now you've got A-levels. Brush your hair. Come on.
No.
Lose some weight. Don't eat that. Talk nicely to the man.
Don't be too nice. Oh my god, why are you flirting with him?
Open your legs and be quiet.
Close your fucking legs, you slut.
Close your legs, you slut. Yeah, literally.
Oh my god.
It's hardly surprising that you'd feel like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. It's not the best place.
I know.
Something that I found quite interesting that kept coming up in the responses was a lot of people were saying that their toxic trait was gatekeeping things.
Yes.
And I almost thought that was a really interesting idea, really. Because I feel like, I don't know, I know my impulse, and I think your impulse as well, is to, like, really share things. Mm. Hence why we kind of absolutely chat shit about the most boring of
things.
Or, like, if I've ever, for example, read something or watch something, my impulse straight away will to be, or even like learned something that day, is to be like, oh my god, did
get
you know that ants can
it.
Breathe underwater, whatever, they can't, don't do that to them. But like, whatever it is, like, I don't want to gatekeep information, places I've been, all of that stuff. And I don't think you, like, I just almost thought, what an interesting kind of impulse.
Is
but
there anything that you would gatekeep though?
Is there anything I'd gatekeep?
Surely there is. Or not like you would actually gatekeep it, but like your
anything but you, that I would want to.
That you would be a bit protective over. Like, if I was like, oh, I've just always been a Slytherin and like Malfoy like is just my hottie and like he loves me.
I
blah, blah, blah.
Would fucking love that. I would literally
what?
Love that. Are you
really?
Kidding me? We
really?
Could literally watch like Malfoy TikToks together. I would love that.
I mean, there's nothing stopping us watching them now. I just won't be interested. Really?
I don't know. Like, I think that was just one that got me because I was a bit like, that's a really interesting.
But do you never feel like someone's stepping on your toes?
Yeah, but like in what way? Almost.
What
like,
way would you feel?
To me, what? I don't know. But when I think of gatekeeping, I think of you're trying to keep people out of something that you feel like you have special access to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I feel like when I feel like I've got like special access to something,
yeah,
I want
more
certain,
the merrier.
Like, I want people to be in it. I guess there'll be certain agree. Like people that I'd find it jarring if they
yeah.
if I suddenly my fucking enemy, I don't have an enemy, my Malfoy is coming in and like the Slytherins are coming into the swimming pool, I'd be a bit like, oh, it's my swimming pool, don't come in here, Slytherins.
Oh, whatever. Really?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a thing. If my enemy suddenly showed up in my bedroom, I'd be like, it's my bedroom.
Right.
But there aren't any things that
what
I'd
if,
be like.
What if someone started wearing all the exact same clothes as you? And
well, I wouldn't love it. Like, all of my clothes are my friend's clothes anyway.
Yeah, that's true. No, I'm just trying to find like a thing that maybe you would, but I guess not.
Hmm. Like I don't know. It's not that I'm saying that I...
No,
I'm
no,
not saying
no,
I've never
I
had that. I would never have it. I just almost
yeah.
found it quite interesting that it came up a lot. Like, it wouldn't occur to me that even a lot of people would feel like that, really.
I think it's a thing because I think people feel threatened when it's around an identity thing.
Mm.
And that's what I mean by Malfoy. Not that liking Malfoy is your whole identity. But I'm trying to think of something that, like, means a lot to you. Because I agree, I don't think something that means
so tragic. That is so tragic.
I think it's something that means a lot to you. Malfoy's a hottie. Malfoy was what I said.
And then mine was, what else brings up to be swimming pools? If the Slytherins are in the swimming pool. Like, what world are you
God,
in?
That's really
come hard. To reality. Like, you need to honestly grow up.
I guess not. But do you get what I mean? I think a lot of people, I think it is such a big thing because I think there's a sense of ownership around, it's not necessarily rightfully so. It's like delusional ownership. It's not true. But there's a sense of ownership around things that people build their identity around.
Completely.
And I think
it makes perfect sense.
Like, for example, you know what might be quite jarring? Say you listen to your favourite podcast, goes without saying. It's your favourite podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Great,
blah.
I've heard. It's a great podcast.
Then you find out that, your arch nemesis, your enemy is loving Goes Without Saying.
Your enemy.
And not only they're listening, we're reposting them on the story.
Yeah.
We follow them on Instagram. Suddenly, I think that's jarring because it's like how someone that you didn't connect with, someone that you thought you couldn't relate to,
it's
someone
an identity
that you didn't
thing.
See yourself in. Yeah.
Like how could we both like the same thing?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, that's super jarring.
Isn't it?
But I see gatekeeping.
I agree, though, yeah.
You've started listening to this podcast, for example, and then you're almost like, your friend is like, do you know any good podcasts? And you're like, no.
I mean, you're not lying.
No. Accurate. Accurate. To be honest, you were only telling the truth. It's fine.
Yeah, so true.
But I'd love to hear some expansion on that. Like, I'd love to hear...
You want more from me.
In the DMs, saying, what are you gatekeeping?
I think they're gatekeeping everything
well,
they've
I'd love
got.
More from
anything,
you as well, but like
any old thing you've got access to, your clothes, your music, a film,
almost like
a
your
game.
Friend says, like, "Oh, do you have an umbrella?" And you're like, "No,
not an
even
umbrella."
They've got one in your bag. It's like, what's
unless
going
it's
on?
A cool umbrella that you want to be unique, and it's like I've got like a Goes Without Saying umbrella, and it's like I don't want people to go and buy the Goes Without Saying umbrella.
Why are you trying to stop people buying our merch? Who is this bitch?
What was I going to say about gatekeeping? I don't know. I think that is quite a good toxic trait though, because you can work on it pretty easily.
Yeah, it's just like what would you
the ramifications aren't too extreme, aren't they? Are they?
No, exactly, because no one knows. No one knows you're doing it. The gates
but
are closed.
It's almost like, oh, what a shame! Like people didn't listen to the new song that you've been liking. Like, big deal.
But I would say it's almost like the best conversations I ever have. Really are about like
the things that you love
shared enthusiasm over a thing, so it's almost like, why don't you just try, like if it is over things like I don't want anyone to listen to or kind of I loved Kate Bush before she was in Stranger Things, that kind of thing. It's like, why don't you just try talking about running up that hill brackets a deal we've got. Why don't you just try talking about it?
Yeah But then it's also jarring when you're not, when other people, what I don't like is I don't like when I'm really into something and I know other people don't give a shit. I think this is an only child thing in the sense that it's like you go through years and years of like trying to get your parents to like give a shit about a fucking game or like something that you're interested in. It's like, obviously they don't care, like whatever, they're like 35 years old, like they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they don't want to look at your Tamagotchi.
Yeah, like they can only give you so much. That I think you really share, like if you watch a good film you will come home and be like, guys, we have to go and see this film together tomorrow, because almost
twice
exactly. I think you need to do that, whereas I have a bit of fear around that, in like I almost don't like overselling things but I don't necessarily love declaring my love for things publicly in case they're not received well.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
But I think this is the binary thing of like, if I love it, then I'm singing it from the rooftops. But then if there's one thing I hate, like it's kind of, it's an
extreme.
If
enthusiasm.
It's love, then it's on the extreme level.
Yeah.
But this is, again, a toxic trait. I'd like to bring that love down.
No,
down
but I
level.
Think your unwavering enthusiasm is a very cool, because this is what I mean by you have such a strong sense of self, is that you're not getting shaken on that. You don't change who you are.
No.
That's what I mean.
I could.
But you don't, though. It's such a good thing, and you don't. And you always say, I don't know. But it's true. This is a good example, and you've just walked straight into it.
Walk straight into the trap.
But it's so true. It's like you're so good at just unashamedly loving what you love and just doing whatever and just being like, well, fuck you lot because you don't get it.
Yeah, but I'd like to not be like, fuck you lot because you don't get it.
I think people need more
of that.
I'd
love to say, why do you not like it?
I think generally speaking, people need more of that in their lives. Fine, maybe you have a teaspoon or two too much.
I feel like other...
But I think it's fine.
I think for me, it's too much for me. I would like to maybe bring it... I'd like to bring it down, I'd say 7%.
Jesus, that's too much. That's miles too much. No, sorry. You can't do that. 7%.
Wow, okay.
Goodness. There'll be nothing
7%.
Left.
7%. Yeah, true. Do you know what I would like to do, actually? I don't have a problem with loving things too much. I don't have a problem with that. I would like to stop
hating things.
Hating so intensely.
But I don't consider you to be an angry person.
No, I'm not an angry person. But, like, if I feel anger, I feel it, like, to my
bones. If you
don't
like something, you don't like it.
Yeah, like, but to an annoying level, like, I don't like the feeling of that. It's not
healthy.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I'm going to give myself a heart attack, honestly.
I thought this one was really good, actually.
Go on.
I don't know what I can say about it, but I thought it was really interesting, and I reckon other people will relate.
Mm.
This person said, I have a superiority complex, which a lot of people said, by the way.
Ooh,
a lot of people
fun.
Said, I just think I'm better than everyone else. And I was like,
honestly,
Jesus,
laughing.
Give me some
I
of that.
It.
That sounds
love
good.
It.
I have a superiority complex at the same time as incredibly low self-confidence. I somehow believe I can do lots of things better than other people, but simultaneously hate myself
yeah.
a lot of the time
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
put other people's needs above my own. I genuinely have no idea how to work on it.
That is fascinating. I think that is
Isn't it?
One of the most...
I think it's a universal experience.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the most universal things I've ever heard.
Mm.
Like the idea of being like, I know I'm the shit, but also I am also shit. Like
yeah.
I'm both at once.
Yeah. Someone also said, sorry, and I'm going to use this other person's message to talk about this message. Mm. Someone said, and I thought this was so good, actually. So let's talk about them both because this is such a good one. Someone says seeing things as patterns or givens when they have only occurred once, i.e. having a bad
Ooh.
Conversation and then telling myself I'm a bad conversationalist.
So fucking good.
How good is that?
Genius.
Take it as a given. You're
yeah.
a genius. This is Florence Given. Because what I was going to say about I don't know how to work on it in the sense of I go from thinking I'm amazing to thinking, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit, is about the patterns that you're listening to. It's not necessarily that you have a problem with superiority complex and a problem with low self-esteem. It might be that you have a problem with reading into patterns too much.
That is so interesting. Because also, that's just how you build your idea of your perception of your personality,
who you are.
Almost.
Totally.
It's like, if you identify...
It's what you give time to.
Yeah, and it's the same thing that we always say of like, you're a morning person,
uh-huh.
or you're not good at small talk, or whatever it is. It's like, because you...
All it took was you to wake up early for a week, and now the past mm-hmm. 10 years, you've been a morning person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was all it took. You did it for four
or
days
like
and you thought, this is me.
You got to the pub and you were wearing leggings and everyone else was wearing outfits and now it's, oh, I just don't really like dressing up. I don't really like fashion. Like, I'm not into it. It's like, you're telling
wow,
yourself lies,
yeah.
Harry. You must
lies,
not tell
yeah.
lies.
Dumbledore, is he
you're
dark or is he
life.
Dangerous?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is, yeah. What's one that you tell yourself? What's a given for you? What's a pattern that maybe like you had told yourself for a long time and now you're starting to think, I think that was just something I was telling myself.
Do you know what? I think I just said it. I think I said it in, you're not good at small talk. And I still think I
that?
Am really, I said like, just in the thing of like, I think I just said a minute ago, or maybe I just said it in my head. I think I did just say that you could be telling yourself you're not a morning person. You could tell yourself not good at small talk.
Oh, right.
And I think
I thought
actually,
you meant in our conversation.
Oh no.
Yeah,
just
sorry,
almost
sorry.
Like in. I think I've always identified as quite like awkward, quite like someone that comes off awkward, comes off like I can't. That I really struggle in certain conversations to hold a conversation. Pretty much what this girl has said, like. You're someone that like I can really talk to some people I come
yeah.
off weird and awkward, and actually I think as I've pushed, I still do identify as someone that is awkward in conversations and can
be awkward.
Struggle in, we're talking about the bus timetable. I don't know what the hell to say.
Fair enough.
Like, I just don't actually know, but some other people seem to be good at that. I don't understand. I literally don't understand. or they'll be like, oh, like, the Jubilee line was really packed today. Yeah, it was the other day. It's like, how have you got a point from that? Like, how can you continue this? But I think recently I've been in the thing where it's like, you can just say whatever you want in a conversation, really, and it's probably going to flow if you just do it with confidence.
Exactly.
Like, you're not going to say anything crazy. You're not going to say, what would you do if the Slytherins came to the swimming pool? You're not going to be that crazy. But you could say, for example, I'm really hungry, whatever you want to say, and it's not really going to come off that weird if you just do it with a bit of confidence.
Yeah. I also think there's something to be said about the responsibility of the other person in that conversation.
Agreed.
Under the assumption that you're not talking to yourself at the bus stop or wherever you are, maybe you just don't have chemistry with
someone. Opening
your
mouth really wide.
Did I just try for Seffy from Seffy?
She was just like looking in a shop window, opening her mouth really wide.
But that is so scary. That is so scary.
No,
sorry.
No, yeah, it's really scary. When you see yourself
you
up
try
like,
it.
Have you ever put your forehead on a mirror and like looked into your eyes? It's
that's
the scariest
awful.
Thing I've ever
that's
seen.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Do you make noises or are you silent when you do it?
Silent, absolutely silent, like dead silent, just
dead
like almost
silent.
Doing quite an evil face
into
my eyes.
Oh, I go
eyes.
Really evil, yeah. Fuck.
Weird. I love it.
Yeah, I think sometimes
that's actually, do you know what that is? An ick. Like, that's vile.
She's a 10, but when she's on her own,
she opens her mouth really wide,
dead
puts her
silent.
Forehead on a mirror and does an evil face and then scares herself.
Scaring herself is the bad bit.
So
it's the fact that you were scared. Oh god.
Yeah. It's like I jump away from the mirror like, oh,
no.
Who was that?
Oh, no, I can't look at my, I'm like, oh god, stop looking at her.
So embarrassing.
Oh my god. No, I think it's sometimes it's not about, oh, I'm a bad conversationalist or I'm awkward. It's just like I don't have good chemistry with that person right now. And not even as well.
I think that's great.
Sometimes the finality of I don't have good chemistry with that person is like, no, I think it's even just today or like in that instance.
And that's it.
Exactly.
Just today. And I think that is the binary shit or whatever. It's like that's being like that person, I just can't talk to that person.
Mm.
But you should just be like, that was a really quite stressful interaction.
Yeah, I think sometimes I jump to patterns way too quickly. Like I start analysing the trends, but it's like it just happened one time.
Yeah.
Like get a grip.
Yeah. What do you think you project pattern wise?
Well, I was just going to say that I would like in a situation like that, I'd be like, oh, that she just doesn't like me. She just hates me. Like mm-hmm. I just can't like make her like me. Like I just can't do something. It's like you literally probably spoke for like 90 seconds in a group. Get a grip.
Yeah.
And maybe she's just fucking rude. It's not because she doesn't like you and you can't make someone...
a bit too hot. Maybe she's hungry. Maybe
exactly.
She's on her period.
Yeah, so
maybe
fair.
You trip in your way and you feel a bit nervous. Whatever, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got a headache. Like, there's so much shit going on.
So true.
Maybe her boyfriend just fucking texted her something dickish.
Yeah,
I don't doubt
true.
It.
So true. What did you ask me what's something I tell my... What's a...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I want to say that one. Let me think.
Oh, go on.
Well, I still think this is true.
Mm.
But I think I'm a really inconsistent, like, unreliable person. But I brought this up because Seffy was like, you're so consistent, you're so consistent. Because I was saying, I feel bad for the listener who's like, oh my god, I found my new favourite podcast. And it's like, you didn't know that actually, like, Wing is really inconsistent. Like, I'm sorry that you're never going to hear from me again. Like, that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that, like, you can't rely on every Monday,
more.
For example. But I think I'm really inconsistent.
But, okay, I'm just going to come in with the counter.
Mm.
And it's based in logic, whereas yours is based in
lies.
In lies. You show up to something every fucking week and you have done for 3 years. 3 years of your life. Okay, so we've missed a few. So we took a scheduled break. Some weeks we're fucking human and we can't do it. But genuinely, what else do you do every fucking week?
Nothing. I told you I'm crawling from episode to episode.
But that's fine. Okay, but you're crawling, but you've got there.
Yeah.
And also, I would also say, you don't even need to get there. We don't need to do it. We don't. You are so consistent. You show up every fucking time. And also, it's not like, okay, so the crawling makes it even more fucking consistent because it's not like you're fucking flying to episode. So that is so fucking consistent because you do it even when it's hard.
Aw. Thanks.
I actually like couldn't disagree more with that.
Okay.
You're inconsistent.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so not.
That shocks me though that you think I'm not inconsistent because I think it's one of my biggest traits.
But it shocks me that you think you are because we're all like, okay, so you could be inconsistent in many ways that I haven't seen. With me, you are consistent. You show up all the time.
Yeah.
Week after week. With a phone in front of you, pouring your heart out.
Yeah. Like, no one asked for this. Okay. Well, should I give another one then? But thank you.
Because that one's void.
Thank you so much. I do disagree, but I don't know. I'm working on it.
You would, though.
I would.
You
would. Yeah. I also think, like, it's trying to fit a square into a circle. It's like,
exactly,
consistency doesn't, but it's also not going to mean the same for everyone.
Exactly. Define consistency. To me, consistency would mean you show up even when it's hard, which you do.
Thanks. Thank you.
Also, fine if you don't. Literally fine if you don't.
It's nice today.
Who made these rules?
Thank you.
Never.
All right. What's the little thing that I do? Well, actually, maybe I'll ask you a little question.
Happy to do whatever.
Because I wanted to ask you, we've done toxic traits. What is your best trait that you is just undeniable? It's the thing you do it. You're so good. You want to do it all the time. It's just, yeah, more of that. I want to be more of this trait. Like, this is a good thing that I do and I know it.
My best trait?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. I think my best trait is I can see the funniness in bleak situations.
That is such a good one.
I think I can. Like, I think when things, I can see the fine line between crying and laughing. It's always there. Nice. Like, it's actually,
yeah.
I can always find, it's because I'm an absurdist. I've said it before on the podcast. I can see the absurdity in the pits of hell almost.
I actually think I might have to steal it for myself. Yeah. Don't gatekeep it.
Yeah. I won't. No, I would never even do it. It would never occur to me to.
I actually think maybe that's what this podcast does best or worst, depending on
your opinion. Agreed.
I think that's something we're probably quite good at together.
I think so as well.
Maybe it's our toxic traits. We don't take things seriously.
Yeah, basically we're deluded. We're painfully deluded. Because I almost think we can be crying and then we can just start laughing in the cry almost.
But I completely agree with you that those emotions, the crying and laughing, there's nothing more tied.
They're pretty much.
Just you're completely open in that moment. Yeah.
There's actually not that much different from them because you can flip in between them.
Not.
Like in the blink of an eye. Like it's so mad.
That's such a good answer.
I think it's.
How did you think of that so quick? You've thought of that before, have you? Yeah, no, obviously.
No, I do think that's one of the things that. I probably think it's one of my most important things in life, being able to...
Wow.
See,
I never would have recognised that in myself. I would see that. I totally agree with you. I definitely do, but I almost... When I think about, what's your best trait? Maybe I'm just thinking too generic. I would have been like, maybe I'm nice or something. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like, maybe
you are
I'm
nice.
I wouldn't have...
Like, I think...
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't have known where to go, but that is such
do you know
a good,
what it is?
Specific,
it's almost like
thing.
Nice and... kind and all of those things, they're all things that like almost serve other people. But I think one of the things that I like is almost like a self-preservational and like thing that has helped me the most, my best trait for
me. Oh my god, you're blowing my mind.
Is that I
you're blowing my mind.
Can be absolutely sobbing my eyes out thinking my life is over. And I often can start being this is fucking ridiculous and laugh.
It is though, isn't it?
It's just
my god. That's so good. It's the best thing I've ever heard. I think we leave it there.
Okay, fun. Okay.
That's perfection.
Oh, stunning. I'd love to know more about people's toxic traits. Like, I actually
They were really
loved
funny.
This topic, like, so fun.
Someone said, I thought this was really funny, someone said, I take photos of recipes in recipe books instead of buying them.
That's so good. Also, like, if that's toxic.
Meanwhile, people are being like, I hate my friends. I don't know how to deal with my...
Yeah.
It's just so funny looking at the different ways people have taken it.
That's also, like, that's being an entrepreneur. Like, you should 100% take photos.
It is,
of
yeah, you're resourceful.
I think, honestly, going to a bookshop, take every... Don't want to buy the book, but take a photo of every page, read the story through your fucking screenshots. That's fine.
Fine. Okay.
And that's just the
thanks,
inner thief
guys.
Coming out. Right. Yeah, thanks, everyone.
That was a nice one, I think.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Good.
Enjoyed the chat.
Good, me too. Thanks for all of your insight.
Yeah, genuinely. Thank you.
I'm saying to you.
Yeah, and I'm saying, yeah, genuinely, thank you. To you. Your
oh,
insights,
all right,
thank
thanks.
You.
I thought you were talking to them, which I am also talking to them, but I was also just talking to you.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm
everything
yeah.
You've made some great points today, honestly.
So have you.
I'm going to keep mulling over this. It's not the last you hear from me. All right, let's
cool.
go.
Well, if you don't hear from us.
Okay, if you don't hear from us.
Assume the
worst.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.